This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're here with Kurt Kimmel of AgMarket.net. Kurt, what did we see going on in the grain markets today?
Oh boy, it was excitement right out of the chute earlier this morning. Just uncertainty around the world, some short covering. That first hour, boy, we had beans up almost 20 cents, corn up 8, 9. Green light was on. Quite a bit of buying interest. As we went through the day, things kind of died down a little bit, pulled back. But funds bought about 4,200 contracts of wheat, 10,200 contracts of corn, and about 7,200 contracts of soybeans going in to midday. They're short the market. I imagine they covered some shorts, also rolling some of these short positions out. They like to trade the front end, so I imagine we saw quite a bit of that. So it was a nice early start. We were able to kind of hold in there and close higher for the day. Takeaway from the crop report, still debating on the South American crop. The U.S. numbers are generous compared to the South American numbers. And as of right now, the U.S. numbers are going to kind of dictate as we move a little further along and through here. Brazil's about 82% harvested. So you would think that we would see, some more estimates, a little bit more accurate. A year ago, it took a little time to get that Argentine short crop dialed in. The corn difference is about 14 million metric tons, the Brazilian versus U.S. number. Soybeans is about 8.5 million metric tons difference on that. So they'll continue to talk about that. But the thing is, cash basis is starting to firm up. Cash bids firming up in South America as their harvest starts to wind down. Thursday's weekly export sales report was poor, but we did see 124,000 ton sale beans to unknown destination. So hopefully we moved low enough in through here to stimulate some export interest as we move forward. One other thing that's kind of at the bottom of the news wire, kind of got covered up by the reports, was China's kind of canceling some of these Ukrainian corn purchases they had. And the significance of that is they might not be comfortable getting corn out of that area, or they may know that some of that region is going to light up a little bit here. And light up Iran, that's a real concern here. We'll continue to monitor that. That's why gold's been going through the roof and the energy market has been extremely hot. Weather-wise, locally here, we've been kind of fortunate. We've been receiving rain, but we don't have a whole lot of big puddles. But you don't have to go far outside of central Illinois. You move east, there's some pretty good ponds setting out there. So it's nice to see some moisture. The tiles are flowing. Here locally, we're supposed to be in the mid-70s with pretty good wind, as we've been seeing here all spring. And so I think maybe here by first part of next week, see a little bit more activity. Got a few beans coming out of the ground that was put in 3 weeks ago. So those guys have a little relief after a couple times that didn't work very well in the past, a little too early. Technical-wise, corn last night's low was reversed up, closed higher, pretty good. But today we ran into that pesky downtrend line, those moving averages. So technically, even though May corn finished up about a penny a quarter for the week, you got to kind of take out this week's highs to get something going. D's corn, not quite as strong for the week, but, it had a nice little hook reversal up too. So take a peek at the charts. We're still in that sideways range, but there's a little hope there. Soybeans finished down 11 cents for the week. They had a nice little reversal today. Last night, trade lower, closed up here today. Once again, ran into that downtrend resistance line, moving averages. So if we can pop those out, maybe we can get some technical buying to come in and give the market a little bit more up. Wheat was down 11 and a quarter for the week. It's the same thing, kind of ran resistance. But the overall trend's trying to remain higher here, remain in its trading channel. Main thing, front and center next week, of course, be weather. There's some areas going along the Mississippi eastward or westward as you get east. It's going to be a while to dry out, but we're still early, so we'll see how that weather map unfolds as we move forward.
And Kurt, what did we see in the livestock today?
Well, technically the cattle market felt it's $4.50 off a high, but it only finished 50 cents lower on the week up front. Hogs, they finished down 582. on the week for the front end. The hogs, the main concerns, we had a daily key price reversal down. We came in here strong midweek and finished lower, and the weekly charts lower, down over $5, $5.80 on the chart there. So it's kind of sloppy. This livestock market's kind of treading some water in through here. More talk about bird flu, but actually the public's taking it quite well, and the media's, you know, hanging in there with their comments. So we got to continue to watch that. The cutouts, the loins 97, the wholesale hams 92, bellies backed off here, back closer to $1 a pound. That's the bacon there. So cookout featurings going to start taking off here. We still got a ways to Memorial Day weekend holiday, but I have a feeling people are wanting to get the cookers going here.
That again was Kurt Kimmel of AgMarket.net. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn up 6 3/4 at $4.35 and a half. May soybeans up 14 3/4 at $11.74 even. May soybean meal up $8.80 at $3.44.40. May soybean oil down 13 cents at $45.89. Chicago wheat up 4 1/4 at $5.56 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 6 1/2 at $5.89 3/4. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 3/4 at $6.42 3/4. May oats up 3 3/4 at $3.51 1/2. On the Merc, April live cattle down 135 at $178.90. April feeders down 157 at $237.60. May lean hogs down 342 at $93.87. May pork cutout down 317 at $101.25. And April classer milk up 3 cents at $15.43. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Kurt Kimmel of AgMarket.net for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.